Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
If you like a lot of wrestling on your YouTube, join our cult.
He's back, first time.
I always get it first time. Anyway, hello and welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast. Joined as always by Ross on Wrestling.
Hello, Matthew.
Jack the Jobber.
Hello, Matthew.
And the guy that holds Puppet Jack and gets paid. So, what a week of wrestling we've had, especially this last weekend.
I tell you what, Matthew, if you like wrestling, this was a good week for you.
Yes.
Because there was lots.
Yeah.
Some good,
beautifully
some bad.
Said.
Horses.
But lots of it, Ross. Yes,
yes, horses for different courses.
Yes. Enough to, yeah. So, looking briefly at AEW's Fight for the Fallen, the charity show for survivors or people being affected by gun violence, we had Sonny Kiss defeated Peter Avalon, a.k.a. the bad, bad librarian, not the good, bad librarian, Lever Bates. In a match where Sonny Kiss highlight reel, Bea Priestley and some Japanese
Bea
names.
Priestley,
Bea,
Bea Priestley to her friends, and Shoko,
yep.
Defeated. You're writing on me for Bea. Don't worry, it's gonna get worse. Defeated Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and Rio.
Mm-hmm.
Got right.
Rio, yeah, whatever, yeah.
That got done. Jack wrote these.
They had the wrong people in there.
It doesn't matter if I said the wrong ones there because Britt Baker didn't know who to tag out to anyway.
That was yeah. Fantastic. Was this before or after she sustained the concussion?
I don't know where she did it, but I can think of it. Mm. I can think of where she might have done because B did
it. B was laying it in.
B was
kicking the bollocks out the women.
That's exactly what happened, Ross.
B was the pop for B when she came out as well.
Yeah.
Jesus. Fair play to her.
The crowd treated it like it was a big deal, a big deal match.
Yeah.
And it probably should have been a four corners match rather than a tag match because there wasn't any tagness to it. But it was all right until that moment.
Yuka Sakazaki was missing as well.
Yes. But she'll be back, yeah. I'm sure.
Well, Kenny Omega, theme music now,
Kenny Omega confirmed that he was too upset with the theme music for Fighter Fest.
Mm.
So that's going to come back. Thank God for that.
Like, Terran Osprey both losing their themes.
Yeah.
And, so what a shame.
Before,
R.I.P.
Before you talk about the main card, I just want to say, I like the look of it. The amphitheatre look.
Apparently it was based off of South Park.
No.
There's a screenshot, like when it had the wide, like from the top corner of the building. There's one on South Park, which looks exactly the same.
The wrestling episode.
Yeah.
It's like a proper Roman Colosseum look for you know, real wrestling or whatever.
Stop running.
And yeah, then the closed caption machine came
out.
That was nice.
That was
it's good to see that making a comeback. Teletext, 888. MJF, Sammy Guevara, and Sean Spears defeated Darby Allin, Jimmy Havoc, and Joey Janela in a six-man tag team match of why are these guys teaming up? Let's get them on the main card match.
A lot of dissent, though.
Lots of dissent.
Not just on the heels side of things with MJF and Sean Spears. Darby Allin was getting a bit annoyed at his teammates as well.
He looks like he's always annoyed, though.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and this was good. Sean Spears looked like a giant.
He's got a manager now, hasn't he?
You'll never get... Wait.
Try and guess who it is.
Because he did a sit-down interview with JR and then his manager came in at the end and said, we've got to go.
All I'll say is, old man.
Mm.
Tully.
Yes, what?
What?
Have you seen it?
You must have seen it.
I saw some reception. Oh my God, Tully Blanchard. But I didn't know what accordance was. So.
Yeah, it was Tully Blanchard.
It'd be great if it wasn't. Like, no. Tully's gone mental and killed a lot of people. We weren't going to bring it up on the podcast, Matthew, but you ruined it. Brandi Rhodes defeated Ali. She also had Awesome Kong by her side.
I don't like where she's going, Brandi.
Where's she going?
We've got one heel authority kind of figure with hench women and men and Stephanie, I'm getting to there. We don't need another one.
I feel like Brandy's more like Shane. currently.
Oh, is she? Yeah.
Oh, hey, hey, Jack, let's not say things we can't take back.
She's not that good. But I just don't like the way that's going. I thought they would have been going right. The opposite direction as far as they could possibly go with that sort of thing.
Yeah. Mm. It's a bit weird that the rest of the show, she's a goodie because she's with Cody. And she has to be with Cody so they can do the Brandy and Cody road. Just to laugh at. But here, she's a baddie. She's like, yeah. Oh, no, not yet. And then go on.
Go on. I thought you were going to miss it, but you've
How could
remember.
I?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome Kong and Aja Kong.
Mm.
And then Lanky Kong and Chunky Kong. Everyone else came out.
The last member of the DK crew.
DK.
Yeah, that love that. Much.
Yeah, right.
Are there any more Kongs in wrestling today?
Bundy? Mm. Oh. Yeah, good question.
Right. Fantastic answer.
She'll make a few. So Jack Kong and Ross Kong. Hey,
I'll get in that Kong stable.
I like that. I'm sure. We'd be like the Dark Order guys.
I wonder how tall they are. Would you look short next to Awesome Kong?
I imagine Awesome Kong's bigger than me.
She's probably about 6 foot.
Yeah, I'm a smidgen over 5'10", me. So I reckon she's bigger than me.
Yeah. She has to be really with a son on that Kong.
Yeah.
Well, Aja Kong's short, but she's like big.
No, she is. No.
Okay, right. Okay.
We talked about that. No.
I'm excited for that.
What's Aja Kong's theme song?
I don't know.
Oh, I wish I remember off the top of my head, but it's the best. Oh. It goes like, when God made the devil, he was only doing it for fun, but when he made Aja Kong, he got it done right.
What's
that effect? Obviously, when Jesus attacked. That is a hell of an intro. The Dark Order, Evil Uno, and Stu Grayson.
Stu Grayson's the best.
It is great. Like, they're like, the Dark Order, Evil Uno, and Stu.
Stu from Accounts.
I'll tell you what. And his mate, Stu.
That's the first match I've seen from Stu. He was impressive. He's good. He's very good.
Right. Yeah, I guess if you're not into Canadian indies.
Which I'm not.
I'm speechless.
Kel Surprise.
Oh, no.
Just to clarify.
Okay, I got Smash Wrestling on the thing.
That is Player Dose, right? He's not a different man. He is.
He used to be Player Dose.
Yeah, so he's the same man, right? Yeah, okay, cool.
But they were making a name for themselves in like PWG 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, Jesus. But then, like Mike Bailey, apparently going from Canada to America, USA, you have to hit or miss if you get through or not. And if they find you and they go, oh, trying to get in for wrestling. Nah, sorry. They could actually just ban you for 5 years.
Oh, right.
You ruin your career.
That's what happens to people.
Yeah. However, Uno did have a good story where he goes, well, they'd go through and they'd check the outfits and goes, well, you guys going to the States? Oh, we're doing a comic con, we're cosplaying. And they'd be like, oh, look at these nerds. Like, that's right, big nerds, yeah. Defeated Angelico and Jack Evans and a boy and his dinosaur, which apparently is the official name for Jungle Boy Luchasaurus.
So over.
Also with Marco stunned, just...
Yeah, why?
To be a human missile.
I guess they're going for... The three of them are known as the Russian doll. Marco stunned, Fitz and Jungle Boy. Anyway. And yeah, I thought they were doing this as a three-way. So a boy and his dinosaur could not get the pinfall here. And because I thought they're the stars of this, to be honest. No offense to Angelico and Jack Evans. They're very good, but, you know, they're very unique. You know, having the little lad and the big dinosaur thing. And then they took the pinfall.
It was I was surprised they took the pinfall.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised the heels won because they're going to face the best friends. But
they did kick out a lot of times, to be fair. Mm-hmm. It wasn't so bad.
Loads of double team moves that I'd just never seen before. I was like, what's going on here?
That, whatever it was, like, the Drew McIntyre thing he does into...
But with the...
Yeah, into the slam from the...
Yeah.
Whatever the hell you call that. But, nah, that was awesome.
Luchasaurus is just... People are going to start demanding for him to be the champion at some point, a few months down the line. Everyone loves him.
Nah. Well, you have to wait for Marco Stunt to win it first.
Jen's a big fan. She's all over Twitter. Oh. She loves Luchasaurus.
Oh, well, in that case, I love Luchasaurus.
Jen's very pure-hearted, and if she likes someone, then they're probably a good person.
Right.
I feel like she's got a sense for it.
He wears glasses in real life. I saw him without his mask on. He wears massive geps. It's not very often for a wrestler, is it?
Or a dinosaur.
Or dinosaur. Or dinosaur. Adam Page to be Kip Sabian, which I thought was a good idea, and it made sense because Adam Page looked great here. And I'm like, oh, that's the Adam Page that they're trying to sell me for months, not really bought. That he looked great here. But the match went... 19 minutes.
I praised this on our What Happened That video. I was like, it's a good... All Elite seem to be good at keeping the losers of matches relevant or strong.
Okay.
And I think that everyone knew that Paige was going to win because he's fighting for the title. So that was a good idea for it to go long, and at least then it makes Sabian look brave and resilient. But other people were saying, like, this should have been shorter to make Hangman look more dominant. I get both sides of it.
It depends where Sabian goes, doesn't it?
Mm.
But after that kiss to that arsehole, there's only one way he can go. Not an actual arsehole.
You see this?
Where he kissed a fan in the front row.
Oh, right. Some right. Absolute... You said kiss an arsehole. Sorry, Ross.
Not quite.
Some absolute...
That video leaked. God.
Apparently he's in the front rows of NXT Full Sail tapings as well, and apparently he's just a dick. Like,
have
a full
got any
stop
evidence
dick
here?
No, I don't know. There's he a looks guy a bit like Raymond Van Barneveld's brother. But
what a reference, ladies and gentlemen. He was at Fighter Fest. Because I remember people taking pictures. Because you look at the fans and like, you know, like,
it was the
doing it with all going like this, but a bunch of them just like... It wasn't very flattering, so that guy's face came up. So like, oh, it's that guy from the screenshot. And then, yeah.
I don't know what he was... Could you make out what he was saying? He was like, you
didn't
are,
like ye.
He was like, you are something, something, something. And they cut out and then kissed him. Kip kissed him.
I think he said, can I have a kiss, please, Kip Sabian? I'm a big fan. And Kip is such a nice man. But
I'll tell you else was there in attendance. A man in a Cultaholic shirt. Shout out to you.
Yes,
man in the Cultaholic shirt. We're not getting a name or anything.
I don't know. You've never
you think
got
they like tweet us or message us?
I haven't seen any tweets, but...
I get them too when it's a WWE show. Start doing that for AEW as well.
Get in touch, man, with Cultaholic shirt.
We want to make him famous as much as you're making us famous, please. Yeah. And
it spawned some conspiracy theories. People are tweeting saying Cody's the president of Cultaholic. He's on the switchboard backstage.
Not yet. Adam Page was weird. Kip Sabian was weird. Sense that they want them both to be stars. Be like, okay, cool. Why is one of them losing to them right here? But I think the biggest issue with this was it wasn't necessarily an idea of what the weekly TV is going to be like. These were just, this one, the Fighter Fest one, were just two shows they happened to do before it all starts kicking off.
Oh, he also powerbombed him outside of the ring.
Right. Awesome bomb. What's his name? Awesome is his name.
All his victims feel the pain.
Drop dead.
An awesome bomb.
You go down.
You never come up.
Lucha Brothers. Defeated SoCal Uncensored, Kazarian and Scorpio Sky, and I thought it was my favorite match of the night. And because I love the Lucha Brothers, even with headaches, so full of energy. What was it? Kazarian was on the outside. He's like, oh, he's not in the position. And he went, ah, whatever. Just like did a stomp to him instead. Then went, back, wait a minute. Then did it again. Any thoughts here?
No, it was just a good match.
Yeah. Just a good match, wasn't it? Yeah.
Kenny King defeated Seema.
Kenny Omega defeated Seema.
Kenny King?
Not Kenny King.
Did I say Kenny King?
Yeah. Ring of Honor is Kenny.
Kenny King, Kenny Omega. Was mixed up. Kenny Omega defeated Seema.
This is my favorite match of the night.
Yeah, that's what many people digging the hell out of it.
Loved it.
You know, it's weird that this was a big deal if you were a fan of Japanese indies from 20 years ago or whatever.
It's like a dream match.
Yeah, it is. But for majority of people, it's just like, oh, it's that guy who helps out OWE.
The guy with the tassels.
Yeah. Oh, the tassel dude. Yeah, great. But yeah, it was a good match. And then the Young Bucks defeated the Old Bucks to finish the night. And this was it's one of these matches where, well, it wasn't bad, but I don't remember much of it because it went 30 minutes and I was kind of spent by this point.
It was a long show.
Yeah,
and I feel like they wanted it to be as epic as Dustin versus Cody, and it was never going to be.
It was never.
But I will say, I think I said this to Ross earlier this week, and I think you agreed that Dustin Rhodes is just magnificent. His timing on everything was perfect. He's just fantastic. I know it's not a new. I know I'm not just like on that this Goldust, all right, isn't it?
Coming,
guys, you're a Goldust. But no, you're right. At this age, he should have slowed down or whatever. Yeah. But he's been doing it that long; it's his old second nature to him, and that was nice to see.
Yeah.
But so it was a good show, but it was basically a televised PWG show.
Right.
And there were some issues, like the closed captioning coming on, and them not knowing at the very end if they're on air. That was a good look. Are we on the air? We're on the air, whatever. I don't think we're on the air. There's not someone tired backstage going, no.
Oh, I was just going to say, I will say that like immediately after the show, there was like a wave of criticism online for it. And people were like hammering it and saying it's rubbish. And I just think people need to start trying to be a little bit more balanced. I know that there's this weird sort of desire from a lot of fans to not see AEW succeed for some reason, like to be contrarian and everything. And there's the other way where people are overly praising it and stuff. And I just feel like it was a pretty good show. So I don't know. A lot of people were like, oh, rubbish.
You have a very good head for that, but it is kind of like going to an old firm match and go, come on, Patrick Thistle. You know, you got to pick a side in this war.
What have you just said there? The old firm, Patrick Thistle.
Yeah, but he means
Celtic, is that Rangers.
Right, yeah.
It was the point of, yeah.
Oh, you hate Scottish football. I remember you said that one head, time. Yeah.
Oof. What were you going to say, sorry?
No, it was just a bit jarring for me watching Extreme Rules the night later. Like, how far they've got to go. I didn't realise that personally, how good WWE's production is when you watch
absolutely
it up against.
Yeah.
It was just the gap where it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It is a bit bigger than you might have thought.
Mm. Right. And so good saying, Tony Khan's got a lot of money. You're like, cool. Can he spend it on a timekeeper then or an editor?
It is, in fairness, only their third proper show.
I know it, like, it is hard when you've got no storylines.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's before. It's right now. We're expecting it to pick up, and like they're like, nah, TV deal is until October.
Yeah,
I think it's October. First week in October.
Right, steady your boots. And this went head to head with Evolve. I mean, W just happened to have the first ever indie show streaming live, with roughly the same audience in mind for this. I mean, who'd have thought it, right? What a coinkydink.
Apparently, it'd been organised for a long time. I read somewhere.
Like, but what date should we have?
What a funny date. Time to announce it.
Let's get the calendar. Oh, lads, you'll never guess when AEW are doing the next show. And did anyone watch it?
I caught the last two matches.
What do you think of Austin Theory?
Austin Theory can go to hell.
What?
His sell of a Stone Cold Stunner.
Oh, yeah,
nope, not for me. he also it? Looks like the main guy out of, what's that Nick Kroll thing on Netflix called?
Oh, what, Big Mouth?
Big Mouth, yeah. He looks like the main guy.
He
is a handsome man, but I saw him for the first time, I was like, it's Austin Theory, I've heard about him. Oh, he looks like that guy. But he's sell for the Stunner. He does the Scott Hall, but with a bit more bounce, should I say. And he goes down, then a backward roll, and he goes up again and down.
So he kind of lands on his feet and then does a back bump again, yeah.
So he does the Scott Hall, then the Rock.
Sort of.
Yeah. Too much for me, that.
I thought the match was good.
Yeah, it was good. I was a fan of...
JD?
Oh, JD.
JD Dunn?
I've had it in my head. He's called HD Drake. It's the entire time coming in the office today. I was like, he was good, him. I like his promo at the start. He's like, I've lost my wife to this business. Of alcoholism.
Wait, which wrestler was this?
JD Dunn.
Oh.
He's
basically me.
He was. Yeah. There was a bit that was a bit cheesy where they were like striking off with each other, and then JD Dunn was like, "Hit me! You can't hit me harder than life has." And I was like,
"Anyway, I bet I can."
but no, Austin Theory's going to be a star.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
People have been saying this for a while now. Yeah, he looks like he's saying nuts.
He's 21.
Yeah, that's sickening, that, isn't it?
You're right, Ross. I do hate him. But I didn't watch Evolve. It was the 10th anniversary show, and coincidentally, it was also the 10th anniversary of me caring about Evolve. So let's move on to Extreme Rules. Nakamura defeated Balor, so he can go from doing nothing on SmackDown to nothing on Raw. Gulak defend the title against Nice. Nice getting booed because this was Philadelphia. And Gulak made Philadelphia, and by that I mean he was a star in CCW.
Gulak had a great week. He wrestled on Evolve as well against Matt Riddle. Catch point match. Really good.
And he was doing the thing online. Wait, that's not it. That's Bruiser Brody.
It's like
whatever Catch point is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. You know wrestling. You all know Evolve, right? The Undertaker and the Roman Reigns. Do they have a name yet?
The Graveyard Dogs. Ow! That's on a t-shirt, Matthew.
Is it?
Yes, it is. You can buy it. It's got like an Undertaker-themed dog that looks like The Undertaker, then a Roman Reigns dog that looks like Roman Reigns, and it's got Graveyard Dogs on the back.
Wait a minute.
So it's an old dog. Right, what?
I'm just checking there to make sure. He's not called JD Dunn. That's a wrestling writer from 411 Mania.
I did
want to
say something, but I'm like...
HT Drake.
I thought, wait, JD Dunn, where do I know that? Yeah, 411 Mania.
It's JD Drake, isn't it? It's JD Drake, I think. I'm going to check. Apologies to
of
both...
the Drake family.
Apologies to both JD Dunn.
You're
going to
do the Drake versus Kong match at AEW.
Yeah, it's JD Drake. Apologies to both JD Dunn and JD Drake.
Yeah, because you know, he's like, yeah, JD. Yeah, that sounds like a name.
He wrestled TJ Hawk.
Right, TJ Hawk, and I can't think of any more for one. I mean, Adam Nedef. There we go. That's all I've got.
Scocky.
That first match was very fun, though. It was Goldberg's fault. All of it.
I mean, it was pretty good going. Undertaker as a guy that's staying in the thing and make the hot tag perfect.
Mm.
Good role for him. And it wasn't, you know, 900 degrees in Saudi Arabia.
When
so
he hit
helped.
The tombstone, I was waiting for Shane to just pop the shoulder on too, but he didn't.
Shane McMahon tries to bury people when he's taking moves, I think. He did that Undertaker. Undertaker was like, whoa there, son, you get up there in my time. And then on SmackDown, the Kevin Owens thing, Kevin Owens was like, you're not doing that to me, pal. Up you come.
I feel like he just gets too
mistakes,
excited.
Rare mistakes from the best in the world. And, I mean, it's weird that they were going to commentary like, yeah, people said The Undertaker was spent.
Michael Cole literally said, I can't remember the last time Undertaker looked that good.
Oh.
How are you, man? He's an old man.
So he's got that Mike Adamley thing. So, coincidentally, the same weekend that Undertaker comes back and makes a thing, but Matt Riddle gets beat up on NXT.
Oh.
Who'd have thought, right? Because a complete coincidence saying...
By our friend.
Oh, no, wait, it doesn't work. He only ragged on Goldberg. That's
he did,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was stupid, wasn't it? Anyway, moving on. Cesaro. Knocked on Alistair Black's door. Oh, shut up, you are. It's all falling apart, this gentleman. Cesaro knocked on Alistair Black's door, and then he rang his bell for 10 minutes.
Hey!
You can ring my bell. That was a really good match.
How does he do it, ladies and gentlemen? How does he do it?
I really enjoyed it. You know the bit where he went for the Meteora and Cesaro just caught him?
Ridiculous tech is that, mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not annoyed that Cesaro lost. I think that Black should have won, but Cesaro's the best. He needs to get something. Just give him something at any point. He's brilliant.
Just give him Paul Heyman as a manager. Revolutionary idea.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they did do that. That's right. Anyway. Bailey pins Cross and Bliss. And you can, if you turn the TV up, you can almost hear the storyline screeching to a halt because surely the idea was going to be, you know, Cross is Bliss's friend. So then Cross will help. Then Bliss will make the tag after she hit the finisher and get the sneak pin and all that. And it was, no, Bailey's going to beat both of them. Mm. I'm like, oh, okay, I was expecting that.
Yeah, weird.
I was expecting that. Sasha Banks ain't the cunt one end.
Yeah.
Because they dangled the carrot. Nikki Cross's promos on Raw last week, but no, it still rumbles on.
Yeah.
Still, you log on your computer every single day and have to read about Sasha Banks doing things.
I think she's...
Sasha Banks likes tweet on Twitter.
She posted a pic. It was posted from her account, but she posted a picture from the front row of SmackDown during the dark match this week. Oh!
Sasha Banks complainingly tweets.
Bailey waved at her brother in the crowd. Sasha's brother.
I'm getting so bored of it all. Just go away or come back. Just make your mind up.
It's not. Is that her fault, though? Or is that the fault of
She's not
us?
Helped. Maybe it's just us hacking it. Going, ooh, what does this mean?
I don't
mean?
Just mean Cultaholic. I mean, like, the internet.
Just Cultaholic.
Okay.
What does this mean? Going for dinner with some Japanese wrestler? What does it mean?
Sasha Banks selfishly orders food and eats it.
She eats chicken? What does that mean? I presume she eats chicken.
We don't know what she said to the shop owner, but we believe it was something along the lines of, can you believe they didn't use the women's tag? Fishermansuplex.net. Where we are? Oh, one of the highlights of the night, Corey Graves out of nowhere just burns Saxton with, who pays the rent for your apartment on Sesame Street? He is good. I mean, he was overexposed to death, bless him, but he does get a good one.
He was there on Raw as well. It's like when R-Truth pinned Drake Maverick, he's like, I would have utilized the small package.
Oh, the name. Anyway, Strowman and Lashley, last man standing.
Fantastic.
And you were right, Jack. This ended up being one of the highlights of the night.
Did I say that? Oh, yeah.
You did.
Bloody hell.
I'm glad I had to remind you.
In fact,
what a week it's been.
Weren't we all right? Because I think one of yous went for Black versus Cesaro to be a highlight, and the other one went for the three-way tag team match.
Maybe? No, I went for Kofi Joe.
Oh.
We'll get to work. What a great last man standing match. They've remembered. Wait, why do people like Braun Strowman? Oh, all the dumb, crazy stuff he used to do. So, yeah. Braun and Lashley, it was thankfully big enough and hench enough to take the beating, and popping out of the box.
John Cone counting through walls.
That was the one bit.
I can't see him, but I assume
the vertical suplex onto the merch board was terrifying. Because he hit the vertical suplex and Lashley, I thought, was just going to go just straight down onto his head. And somehow he turned, but... Whew.
It was weird. They were like, oh, don't worry, this bit's cushioned. All right, yeah, floor, splat. Bless him. And yet, and then speaking of revitalizing someone, AJ Styles, back with his club, being a dick.
Mm.
What a great... He's suddenly interesting again after just being like, ha. He's suddenly, suddenly interesting. And it was so good, the show overall. You got like storyline conclusions and things like you got rewarded for watching the show, which I haven't had for a while. Ricochet beat Styles. Styles didn't take well to it. Turned into a dick. Got the title off him.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hope they keep Ricochet strong somehow, though. Because, you know.
Giving him like more arms. Or...
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Owens beat Ziggler in 17 seconds in the match of the night.
But he came back this week again, and he's on there, and he's feuding. It's that thing Alvarez shared, wasn't it?
But back in 2017.
Just under 2 years ago. Ziggler and Miz are feuding. Shane and Kevin Owens are feuding. Lesnar's the champion. AJ's the champion.
New Day attacked.
New Day attacked, yeah.
And Balor got beat up by New Look Bray Wyatt.
Well, we'll get into that later on. We'll share our thoughts later on.
Sorry.
Spoilers.
Kofi beat Joe and was a solid but not spectacular match.
Yeah.
The show was going long at this point. We've already had a lot. And again, the only big issue of the show was, like every other show, it's long as hell. But that's not going to change anytime soon. And then the mixed tag main event, which was, let me get the maths out, 10,000 times better than I thought it was going to be.
It was a good match, actually. I just don't know how I feel about Brock.
That ruined the night for me. It just took the wind out of my sails. I was thinking, it's been a fantastic show. Defied any expectations.
Seth's got his balls back.
To quote Adam Ricchetti, that's the Seth Rollins I want to see. He went wild. Yeah. It was fantastic. Baron Corbin hitting his move on Becky Lynch on board 1,000%. It was a fantastic moment.
There was instant heat.
Context is key.
Yeah.
Men just twatting women in the face. That's not what we want to see. The story we've been told over God knows how long with Baron Corbin, latterly with Becky Lynch, it just fit everything perfectly. I didn't like the way it wasn't referenced completely on Raw. They left out the promo packages, but it was mentioned on commentary like once or twice. Either go all the way or just don't do it at all. But I thought it was a fantastic move.
It's great because I think we were all... The Raw previous to this, they had the mixed tag match. It was like, remember, the men could only wrestle the men. We were going, what? Is this going to be a stupid main event? It was like, oh, they got us.
Yeah, that played into it, didn't it?
And then Baron Corbin, if you did what I did and just took out the bit where he got beat up afterwards, Baron Corbin doing that in front of Rollins and then look at Rollins and goes, what are you going to do, you piece of... I was like, what? Oh my god, it was amazing! He snapped!
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like I said, Rollins just beat the hell out of him. He's like, oh, alright. But like for a minute, it's like, wow, this guy's had a major upgrade.
That had to happen, to be fair, the heel getting his comeuppance for such a devilish.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Because then it would mean like over 3 months of a feud move on TV, and we don't want that. But we got, finally, after like, 4 months of him being a joke.
Yeah. What's been like, I've not looked at the general consensus online of Corbin's finisher on Becky.
I don't know. I think people have been all right with it.
I'm 1,000%. I hope it's a watershed moment, me. Go on board with it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, every week doesn't matter, but like just the fact that Baron Corbin did something that made you go, wow. I think that was more the case. Like, Baron Corbin did that?
Mm.
Every dog gets it today. So, yeah, a hell of a pay-per-view. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good one.
The WWE seems to finally have gotten that point. Like, after WrestleMania, going, all right, now things are happening.
I got home late after doing the video and stuff, like, early in the next morning after watching Extreme Rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in, because it was daylight and stuff, I couldn't quite go to sleep yet, so I thought, I'll see if the Observer's up yet. It was the one with Meltzer, not Meltzer one, the one with Brian and Vinny V. Turn it on. Alvarez just goes like, if you enjoyed this show, I don't know what to tell you. It was dreadful. He hated it. He absolutely hated the show.
How would you say that?
I don't know.
Very fun.
Yeah, I don't know. But then obviously later on, the one he did with Meltzer, he calmed down a bit and he was like, this was okay.
What do you think? Well, 4 stars for this. 5 stars. Yes, it was a good show. Just saying. No, that's fine. You can have his opinion.
Oh, yeah, of course. I just disagree with it.
I think he didn't like it because he had to watch wrestling for a change.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bang, news
will be quick as possible before we have to cut the camera. Jim Ross turned down the invite to WWE's Raw reunion.
Yes.
Shock, he was invited, me.
Yeah, that's weird.
There's the news.
Finn Balor asked for 2 months off from WWE.
I hope he has a nice time.
Yeah. It got granted. That's a shock.
Yeah.
There's the news.
And that's... Mickie James will have ACL surgery, out for a year.
Oh.
Is she retired? I don't know, but she did tweet, if I come back, I'm come back bionic.
If I come back. I hope she comes back.
Looks like Triple H, WrestleMania 31.
Even if it's just for a retirement match.
Yeah.
Against Trish.
Or a bit of Monday Night MILF.
No.
Her hashtag on Instagram, not mine.
Will you buy that
hashtag.
T-shirt?
Not my hashtag, hers. Mickie James's own hashtag. Thought
great.
Of by her and not me.
Jeff Hardy was found passed out on...
Jesus. God, yeah.
What a segue, sorry. Yeah. Jeff Hardy was found passed out on stairwell smelling of alcohol before recent arrest.
Yeah.
Had been drinking vodka. Up straight?
Hope he's all right. Yeah.
I don't know what the mixer was. But you haven't heard anything else from there, so...
Yeah, that was the follow-up from there. I think you did the news.
Yeah, he got arrested in like a beach in South Carolina, which is apparently like a big tourist trap. So we were all like, they'll probably just... any excuse to arrest someone, especially someone who looks a bit different like Jeff Hardy. But then that's came out, so it's like, oh, maybe it was a bit more serious.
And
it's a shame, though.
Yeah, hope he's all right.
Yeah, my man Henry made his debut for MEW.
Yeah, did he win?
No, it was a battle royal.
Paying your dues, kid. All right, okay.
BT Gunn hit him in the dick about 5 times, so he could tell it was his debut, bless him.
Welcome to the biz, kid.
And we were all like, yeah, Henry. He was getting beat up, and the guy who we went with... just said, you need to cheer for him more. He's getting beat up. You're right. Hey. The BC got hit in the dick. I'm like, no, I got tricked. So that was nice. Strowman signs new 4-year deal.
$1 million deal, he said on Instagram.
Whoa.
It's weird to say that, really. Wait.
$1 million deal.
Sasha Banks begrudgingly, disgustingly like this. Or whatever. And God, I think it was Olive for all the news this week.
And Tom Campbell joined us.
Tom Campbell. Sorry, wrong voice. Tom Campbell joined Cultaholic. Full time.
Held the title up for ransom. Bullied.
He nearly dropped it in the time. He nearly did.
Dropped it. He lobbed it.
I was watching the video and he did that and I went, oh. I could see it over the other side of the room when I was watching it, but it convinced me.
We're like, no. No, it'd be great. We'd have bounced it at like a rock.
Watch the end of the... watch all of the Extreme Rules reactions, obviously, if you haven't already, but watch for Ross's action roll.
Oh, I did a forward roll on concrete, me.
It's great.
Why?
Because I was doing a bit of parkour.
Everybody get excited for the Cultaholic Hall of Fame.
And now it's time for everyone's favourite segment, the Hall of Fame. And in ascending order...
He's got it right. Well done.
Paul Roma, third place. Git. 14%. That's four horsemen, Paul Roma. Do you? Peter Dobson.
Peter Dobson got more than Paul Roma. Get on, Peter Dobson.
I hate this. 22%. But miles in front, Blink 182, 64%.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
a cheap. It's a cheap victory, but yeah.
Yeah, because Janela and Enzo have to fight.
Fight.
And yeah, that was an interesting week, to say the least. What have you got for us, pal?
It's got
to
be Roger Federer, hasn't it? Roger Federer.
That's a good one.
It was an incredible, incredible week of sport. There was an amazing Wimbledon, well, semis and final. There was the Cricket World Cup. I can't think of the third thing. We didn't cheat to win.
Apparently we got awarded one more run than we should have been awarded.
Why?
Oh, just like 66 all hour again.
Was this for weird overthrows when
when Ben Stokes hit towards the boundary, they threw it back and he dived. He wasn't under the ball.
It was a total accident.
But apparently we got awarded one more run than we should have. When? Someone was saying. I don't know.
How can they just make that mistake?
I don't know.
It's a professional sport.
Yeah.
Could be any reason, right?
But I'm going to go for Roger Federer.
Yeah?
Like Tanahashi himself clawing to stay relevant against Okada and Nadal.
Okay, I'll give you...
He beat Nadal.
Yeah.
And then the final, I just really wanted him to win so much, but he didn't. But honestly, I'm not a huge... I'm that person who just watches a bit of Wimbledon every year when it's on. Mm. I don't stay up to date with it other times of the year. But, Roger Fed's a magnificent man to watch play sport, isn't he?
Do you think it's like a Cultaholic for Tennis podcast? the weekly tennis podcast.
The Cultaholic Tennis podcast. Yeah.
If you like a lot of tennis on your strawberries and cream.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah.
What do we do when it's not like the major season?
Sign on, I think. And what have you got for us, Ross?
I have Aldi's own brand of dark fruits called Taurus. I bought some last week. I bought a keg of Strongbow dark fruits as well to compare on the night to see what was happening. Bit of a different aftertaste, but still up there. It's very good.
And so much cheaper, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it was like It was either $1.99 or $4.99 for four cans. I can't remember. Because I bought some pear Taurus as well.
Mm.
So either one of those is $1.99, the other one's $4.99.
Ooh.
But, you know, can't complain. Taurus, it's the future.
I've never heard of Taurus before. It sounds like an energy drink.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Sounds like Carabao.
Mm.
It looks like Carabao as well, the cans do. But I was pleasantly surprised with Aldi's own brand, dark fruits.
Lovely. I do enjoy trying the different own brands at an Aldi. And so I don't drink the dark fruits, but I have tried their version of Kraken.
Oof.
Very Moorish, as it turns out. meal replacement.
That's the first time I've done my weekly shop at Aldi, because I thought, I'll change it, see how much money I save. Amazing. Got some marinated fillet steak, salmon thing. Boah, way above my station that was. Whapped on the George Foreman, though. Bit of tin foil. I'm drunk, I think. I haven't had my hay fever tablet today, and it's the first time I've not had a hay fever tablet for about 2-3 weeks, maybe a month. Oof, I'm feeling it. I feel different. The chemicals in my head are going berserk.
Lovely. Can you drink whilst you've got hay fever tablets?
Oh, yeah. It's not one of them.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I've not been, yeah.
Fair enough.
Maybe it is. That's why I'm having a stroke right now.
Also, you said your George Foreman grill. You can't go to Aldi and get your Buster Douglas grill. Anyway, go on.
He beat Mike Tyson. How dare you?
That's right.
In the Tokyo Dome.
In the Tokyo Dome.
Was that in the Tokyo Dome?
Five stars.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I see Amir Khan's fighting in the King Jeddah Sports City.
Oh, is he?
Not in the actual stadium.
Has that not already happened?
It was last weekend, but he's also fighting Mayweather in Saudi Arabia.
He's fighting Mayweather?
Yeah.
Is he?
Aye.
Oh, God.
Is it Mayweather? Is it Pacquiao? I think it's Pacquiao.
It might be Pacquiao. Because I'm sure Mayweather would have... Yeah. Would have heard about Mayweather. Surely. Unless it's Mayweather Senior. versus Amir Khan in Saudi Arabia. Follows the Saudi Arabian booking.
I'd, tell you, I'd watch that.
I'd watch that.
Anyway, what's the other
Amir book? Khan responds to Manny Pacquiao's claim he has not agreed fight. So no. Yeah, that was a load of bollocks then. I just saw it on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, because Khan wanted the fight with Mayweather. Mm. And then I think Mayweather went absolutely not. And then it was just like, phew, just as well it didn't happen.
I think everyone wants to fight Mayweather. I'd fight Mayweather. I think the money.
Oh, I mean, yeah. But
would you take like a few million dollars for a broken face?
Yes.
I've got to pay for the brain damage.
Because you just need to take one whack.
Oh, no one knows.
And go down. And no one's going to accuse you of taking a dive. You've been hit by a boxer. Just do,
I'll take a dive. And by dive, I mean you punch me in the face and I fall down from the
pain.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
Anyway, we're meandering, as we do tend to do on this podcast. Continuing on the debate, which I'm still getting from people on Twitter about brown sauce. I'm going to go a bit to the left and go mint sauce. Because you know when people say, all right, you have mint sauce with like lamb.
Ruins lamb.
You know that you have mint sauce with lamb and some things like that. I tend to, if I buy mint sauce from Lidl, so the, I don't know, Sagittarius, whatever they call it there, I'll have it with whatever I'm eating. And I tend to think that mint sauce goes with whatever I say. If I have an omelette, I'm putting mint sauce.
Come on, then let's set up a new doors here. Let's open new doors.
So I wanted to see if there was... if this was something that was shared by people, because this is me trying to be rebellious by having mint sauce on, you know, me porridge. But I'm putting mint sauce out, I want to see if people like it. And if not, I'll still, if it comes third place like Paul Roma, I'll still be getting replies years later from people go, yeah, I put mint sauce on.
I saw someone in America bought brown sauce, though.
They tried it, yeah.
We inspire people to try
all,
new things.
First of all, he's wrong because he put too much on. And secondly, he's wrong because he liked it.
It's his first. AEW can get the timekeeper wrong in there. This man can get a brown sauce sandwich mixed up. All right. Okay.
So I'm a big fan of mint sauce. I'm glad you've put it in. I think it deserves.
What would
to
you
win.
Put mint sauce on?
Like a Sunday roast.
Right. Okay.
But like, perfect. But like, I have it with. It doesn't have to be lamb. It could be with chicken or whatever. I still put mint sauce on.
There we go. This is what I was looking for.
Something very pleasant about the combination of gravy and mint sauce.
Right.
Yeah.
Stir it up.
Well, no, I don't.
It's like a swamp.
I don't particularly. No, I don't. I just
get the Warhammer figurines.
They just
out.
Happen to coincide on the Sunday roast. That's great. Okay. Mint sauce on a jacket potato. Oh,
that's.
I'm a firm believer that the flavour of mint belongs in only three places:
chocolate,
toothpaste, mints.
No,
and chewing gum.
No, I'm throwing the X up.
And chewing gum. That is it. That is the only place it belongs. Doesn't belong in chocolate. Doesn't belong on my lamb.
So, if you agree or disagree with those choices,
toothpaste,
you do have
mints.
You have Federer.
Aldi's own brand, dark fruits called Taurus.
Specifically that. No other Aldi owned. Has to be Taurus or mint sauce. If you'd like to pledge your allegiance to Cultaholic, then you can, by all means, go to patreon.com/cultaholic and
vote away.
Vote away.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Raw and SmackDown recap.
And as if there wasn't enough wrestling this weekend, this week continues the same, with Monday Night Raw, which happened on Monday. Paul Heyman and Universal Champion Brock Lesnar addressed the end of WWE Extreme Rules and reminded us that it happened.
Yeah.
Oh, goody. And this is a weird position because Brock Lesnar as champion isn't necessarily a bad thing by itself. The issue is, who the hell is he going to face? He's beaten everybody.
He's going to lose to Seth Rollins, so he is at SummerSlam.
He's going to beat Seth Rollins at SummerSlam, I think.
I just can't believe they did it, me. After all the backlash they must have read They must have read somewhere people not liking Lesnar as champion and not being there. Like, I know he was there this week, but he's not going to be there every week. Rollins was there every week. Someone else, Corbin, would be there every week.
Corbin against Lesnar.
Baron Corbin hits his finish on Paul Heyman as Lesnar in the chat. What are you going to do about it? Ricochet and the Usos defeated Raw Tag Team Champions The Revival and Robert Roode.
3-4.
Of course it was. Oh, and the Blog of Doom, I forget which trailer it was, I beg your pardon, I think it was Thomas Hall, deemed it. Monday Night Raw has gone through this tradition last few weeks of, because they get around the commercial thing of having a 2 out of 3 falls match, having someone interfere, then setting up a tag match or a 6-man or whatever. And they've called this the Dusty Middle, which I thought was fantastic. This was, on paper, this looks amazing. It was just a match. A lot of these 2 out of 3 falls matches just blur together for me.
Like, one of the commentators was like, this is a must-win match for whatever, or something along those lines. I can't remember what they actually said, but it's like, Ricochet is not feuding or aligned with anybody in the match. And it's.
But they call him Pretty Ricky. Hey, Pretty Ricky!
He's like, that is a good name, actually. Yeah, yeah. The Viking Raiders defeated 2 jobbers.
Yes.
Yeah,
they've done this thing the past 2 or 3 weeks on Raw now where they do like they shove all their squash matches together and there's like 3 1-minute matches in a row or something. It's really strange. And then sometimes they follow it up with like a 25-minute four-way. Anyway, we'll talk about that.
No, you are right, though. Cedric Alexander defeated Drew McIntyre.
Ah, bollocks.
No, not bollocks. I like
bollocks.
It. No.
Oh, what's up?
He's just got near charisma, has he? He's like Apollo Crews in that sort of bracket. He's got all the...
He's just a happy man.
Just a happy... Just he's got everything apart from that something that makes you care about him and makes you think, oh, I want to watch him. Because how many perfect flips can you watch?
On a show, you know what I mean? Yeah. No, I get you. And he, you know, I thought he would be better if he dressed up as the mop hobbler again.
Mop hobbler.
Just so I could say that word again.
But it was like, but last week, Drew McIntyre was meant to be Undertaker's apparent opponent at SummerSlam, and now he's getting rolled up by Cedric. It's like, that doesn't go together.
We're still going to get articles saying, we think Drew McIntyre would be the man to retire Undertaker. Years later, we'll still be getting this for Drew McIntyre, bless him, but it doesn't seem to be happening.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe defeated Finn Balor. It's a way of writing off Finn Balor because it's done very quickly.
Yeah. He rolled him up as well, which is like the opposite thing that always happens to Joe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I didn't notice that.
Obviously,
I can do it too.
Liked what happened in this segment later on, which we'll talk about in a second. But the match itself, it didn't help Balor. He looked stupid and weak, and then Joe looked weak because Balor got his heat back. It was like 50-50.
Yeah, I don't know why Balor then got his heat immediately back.
No,
on Joe,
I don't know.
But it didn't matter because Bray Wyatt finally made his return, attacked Balor after the match. And I was almost disappointed because, two reasons. One was he wasn't dressed up as the happy neighbor. And I hope I hope they mix up and have happy neighbor, then crazy
the fiend.
Joker rip-off.
Is it the fiend?
The fiend, yeah.
The fiend.
Oh.
That's what they're calling his
right,
get-up
okay,
when he's...
The fiend. The fiend. Whatever. Yeah, if he comes back next week, hi, guys. When are you talking about... Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I love Finn Balor. I mean, that'd be great. If he's just evil McJoker, like part 19 or whatever, it's like, okay. Then the other thing was, the screams that they were putting over... Now, I might have watched too much wrestling.
I saw this on Twitter, and I couldn't believe you picked this up.
Thank you. But I remember it because, go back a bit, when Triple H invaded Randy Orton's house, there was a bit that I find, just from a production thing, really amusing. Randy Orton was like, talking to the camera, Triple H, you'll never beat me. And like, knock, knock, knock. I'll get it. And then you'll have to come to my house and be like, no, don't open the door. And then sledgehammer at the door, and it, you know, it was at the back of Randy Orton's lass's head. I don't know if it's girlfriend or woman or some actress, and she screams. It's the exact same scream played 3 times. It's literally like a crow dying in the corner. And I was like, so I've watched it a few times. I laugh at it because it's awful beyond belief. And so that scream stuck in my head. And then I listen to that, and I'm like, wait a minute. Is that the same? I think it is the same. They slowed it down a bit.
When did they play the scream?
When, Bray was in the position to do the Sister Abigail and they're doing the lights and it was just like...
Oh, right. It's like just a sound effect.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. It's like the Wilhelm
scream. Or maybe a crow flew in. It's like, get away, get away.
It's like the Wilhelm scream of wrestling.
Exactly.
Right.
So, sorry to share you the excitement that goes on my head.
The other thing that ruined it, though, was Michael Cole, as he always does with these massive moments. Because like the lights came on. Everyone in the world could see it was Bray Wyatt, but he's going, could it be? Is it him? And then Corey Graves just goes, it's Bray Wyatt. But I love the lights. I love the way it was shot.
That
and,
was nice.
Yeah, the way the close-up on the mask and whatnot. And then there's that picture that was on Reddit, which looks amazing. The other thing I didn't like was the 2015 laugh at the end.
2015 laugh?
The 2015 Bray Wyatt laugh that played over the tannoy.
Oh, what did he used to laugh like in 2015?
I thought I was just a move that was too like similar to the old. Also, I don't know if how I felt about the Sister Abigail as well. I thought he might have had a new move for this new character.
I think keeping the move is all right.
I like the move.
I'm conflicted. I don't know how I feel.
Early days yet, but we'll hope it gets better next week. And we got Zack Ryder defeated Mike Kanellis.
In a minute.
Oh, goody.
No, in like 3 seconds, sorry. Yeah, this one's really
one
quick.
Move, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. And then, you know, she gave it.
Well, Maria wanted to wrestle the match because even though she's pregnant, she said she had more chance of defending their unborn child's honour than Mike did. But then he insisted and then lost.
Well, probably because Zack Ryder would be like, whoa, 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 yeah. I didn't hit a pregnant lass. That's...
But the show was on Long Island.
Zack Ryder would be like, can that count as two wins up here?
It was nice for Zack to get a win on his island.
It's a different time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, imagine winning where you're from.
Do you know what I watched yesterday?
What did you watch?
When Beth Phoenix lost at Night of Champions 2011 in Buffalo to Kelly Kelly. Yeah. And when Kelly Kelly gets the roll-up, you hear the crowd go like, what? Like, it's just so obvious that Beth was going to win. She didn't.
For years, they did that. It was like, okay, we're in the place where you're getting deafening reactions. You're going to lose.
Yeah.
And it was thought of as like that was normal.
The same show where Triple H beat CM Punk in the main event just because. Because it's all about the game.
How you play it.
How you play it.
And he thinks, will you?
He thinks more.
The club defeated the Lucha House Party. Oof.
Yeah, woof.
Thanks for coming, Grand Metal League. Natalya defeated Naomi, Alexa Bliss and Carmella to earn a Raw women's title match against Becky Lynch at SummerSlam.
I agree with what you said on Twitter. I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy the match. I don't think it was a good match. But people were overreacting on how bad it was.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It was just way too long and there was way too many rest holds which gave the crowd and the arena the opportunity to crap on it. Rest holds are necessary in wrestling matches, we all understand that, but not the amount that was in that match.
Yeah.
And I think it was 24 minutes or something it went on for. That's just way too long for any match on Raw. Really.
Especially when half or maybe more of the women in the match haven't had any story.
Yeah, Natalya's not been on for ages.
No, I can't think of a story involving Naomi. Only Alexa. Carmella's been R-Truth's sidekick, but she's not been storylines in the women's division. So I'm not surprised the crowd turned on it. I do disagree with maybe... I can see why Alexa was frustrated, but she went on Twitter and said like...
I was going to say, I think this match would have been forgotten about if she hadn't gone on Twitter and she was like, that was very disrespectful. She knows she's a baddie, right? She is what they know in this business as a diddler. They were openly going boo at her.
I don't know if she is at the minute, though, is she? It's in a weird...
Nikki got
she isn't. Oh, yeah.
Well, no, because Nikki got on the mic and went like, everyone cheer Alexa.
That was heelish.
I thought was... Whoever made that call for Nikki to do that was really clever because it kind of disguised some of the X-Pac heat as just normal heel heat. So I was like, oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then... I think she went, everyone shut up, cheer Alexa, shut up. And one of the commentators went like, well, it's hard to cheer someone and shut up at the same time, but I see her point. That's fair enough.
Graves always helpful.
I think it was Graves, yeah.
Yeah, so it was weird because now it's weird saying stuff like this because I guess like, hey, Matthew, you must have hated this, right? I'm like, whatever, no one hit any bad moves or botched anything or whatever. It was just, it went on too long, which is hardly their fault. They're not going,
their fault.
We all need to be in a match together with no feud. Yeah, that's, whatever. So I tweeted something and I had people in the comments call me a white knight. I'm like, oh yeah, now's the time for me to get women's wrestling back on my side after the 13 years ago and putting Kelly Kelly head scissors in my videos. So, Ziggler and The Miz came to blows on Miz TV.
We're not going to mention Natalya's promo.
Yeah, Natalya won the match.
Yeah, sorry. There we go. Christ. Yeah, another reason why this match was whatever, because who cares? Natalya. Bitch!
Yeah.
It was like she had her promo on one sheet and it continued onto a second page, and that second page was somebody else's promo, and it all got mixed up because it was like, I want to face. I'm not going to do that voice. I want to face my good friend Becky Lynch at SummerSlam. It's going to be a rip roaring contest, yeah. And then Becky was like, yeah, but I'm going to beat you. You've got greasy hair, bitch. You ginger bitch. It's like, what?
Pull that horseshoe out of your ass.
whoa, step them out. It's like, we're in week three here. Hang on. Bitch. Ziggler and Miz came to blows. Okay, cool. R-Truth defeated Drake Maverick, become the new 24/7 champion. Yeah.
More
in
of this.
The hotel suite. Drake Maverick channeling Austin Powers at points in this.
He was Rick Mayall. I thought he was...
All the British.
Which is really funny because it's his wife who presumably... They're acting like they've just met. He's like really excited in that. And it's his wife. And it's just so funny how he was like, wait a minute, I recognise you. And it's the referee's heart. You're the referee. Archie's in the trolley. I also love the near fall. He rolled him up, but he kicked out at two. It's like, great false finish there in this match.
Yeah, false finish.
I just love how there's a false finish. And then he cross-bodied him onto the bed.
Yep.
Oh, it was really good. I love this.
So how long until Drake's last wins a title?
Yeah, well, I thought she was going to. Because she was like, oh, I've got a surprise for you. And she was about to take off her gown. I thought she was going to have wrestling gear on underneath and then pin him. But no.
Yeah.
So it's got to happen at some point.
Yeah. And it's weird saying, you should come to watch WWE Live. The best thing on the show will not be there. Be in a hotel room somewhere. And then Seth Rollins
will... I should point out, by the way, I don't think that was my original idea. I think I saw that on Twitter. People were saying that on Twitter. We thought that she was going to have wrestling gear on. I think I nicked that. Just to get it off, man. Clear my conscience.
SummerSlam.
Right.
Seth Rollins won a cross-branded all-star top... Christ, is this the real name?
Yeah.
Cross-branded all-star top 10 Battle Royal Championship Edition.
Sunday.
Ultra Sunday. To win a Universal title match with Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. Yeah, it happened. And they must have been, I tell you, those greedy, selfish, evil women took all the time. This was very rude.
Jezebel. There's two sides to the argument here. Right. Well, I thought it was a fun match because it was like big finishes everywhere. Randy Orton was looking cool. People who are saying, oh, it's Rollins and Lesnar again, the feud's continuing, which I partly agree with. And then people are saying they've not actually had a proper match yet and it probably would be a very good match, which I also agree with, so I'm conflicted. They've not had a proper match in this feud yet. They've had the really short one at WrestleMania and they've had the cash in.
No, they had the one after...
Battleground.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, 2 years ago, whatever.
But then on the Undertaker. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So not in this feud, they've not had a proper match.
All right, yeah.
And I feel like that was face Lesnar and or heel Lesnar and heel Rollins. This is face Lesnar and heel Rollins. I think they could have a really good match, but at the same time, it is dragging a little bit the feud. So I don't know.
Yeah, be interesting.
Mm.
Oh, not interesting.
I thought it was building up for a Big E victory the way.
Yeah.
Right. He's looking brave and cool.
Yeah.
One day.
Well,
did we miss their match off Extreme Rules? Oh yeah, New Day won the tag titles.
Oh yeah, New Day won the tag titles. That was a really good match as well.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So good we forgot about it. I literally copy pasted the results and I thought, what the hell happened there? Sorry, I think full responsibility. I'm sorry, Biggie. Obviously, he watches the show.
Yes.
And then we're going to do SmackDown.
Similar.
What do we get? Yeah, sparks flew during Shane McMahon's town hall meeting, which sadly did not take place in a town hall.
I thought it was going to be more like a roast. Just say what you want about me. And then, like, I don't know, Peyton Royce comes on. You've got a small willy. Ha ha. But no, he had to come out looking strong, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well,
with a big willy.
It's his fault for constructing that machine that blocked out the sun.
I like that joke.
Who shot Mr. Burns?
That's right.
Homer's Kevin Owens.
That's right.
People are saying that Maggie will be Liv Morgan.
That was good. Oh, yeah, Liv Morgan's going to push.
Mm.
She said, oh, Charlotte, is there anything real about you? Oh.
Bailey was
and
the
then,
best.
Yeah, then she replied, hang on, you got a blue tongue.
Bailey was the best part of this segment. Bailey was having a great time on stage. Because when Roman was the first up to the podium, Pachiti pointed out, like, first up, it's Roman Reigns. And then the background, you're going, ooh, ooh, ooh. She's like,
oh, was that her? New Day.
Oh,
right.
Oh, I think her and the New Day were having a really good time. And then she would, like,
they'll be drinking Taurus.
Liv Morgan would say, like, the most, like, clear cut babyface insult, but Bailey would act like she just said something. She'd like, oh, it's really good.
And then, Charlotte, do you work here, Liv? You know, but played on later
that's
on.
That's a fair comment. That's her first appearance since April when she was drafted.
Since
April,
the Riot
April the 16th.
Buddy Murphy, aka Where's Wally, showed up and was like, hello. It's like, Kevin Owens mentioned you. And he goes, yeah, he did. I don't like him, though. Oh, okay. All right. And then Aleister Black said, you know what? We had a good match. No, sorry, Cesaro said that. Let's wrestle each other again. Had another great match. Knocked the mouth guard out. Just like, that's right, Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson at the Tokyo Dome.
Or the bottle cap challenge.
Yes.
How dare you be, like, relevant and stuff?
I'm cool and hip.
Damn it. Hey, all the cool kids love Buster Douglas. Charlotte beat Liv Morgan. But
Liv was good.
Yep.
And I always used to say it was the issue with the Riot Squad matches, that she would only be in there for, like, a minute, and you'd see maybe the Trish Stratus thing, but that'd be it. You never saw really anything of her. I think she's underrated. She's only 25 as well, I saw the other day.
She's got really good... how do I describe it? Like, not promos, but she's got really good in-ring charisma.
Mm.
She's got a certain different presence, yeah.
Right. And
a real name's fantastic, and I hope that's where they're going with this.
A real name?
Gianna, or Gianna, Jean Daddio. That's her real
Daddio.
Name. Daddio.
Daddio.
That is her real last name. And then she's going like, oh, next week I'm going to be more real.
Daddio.
She comes out.
Hey, she has the fun. Kids, the Fonz, everyone loves the Fonz.
Yo, the Fonz, Buster Douglas.
Well, you might as well. The Usos referencing the Little Rascals.
What the? That thing's like 900 years old. Okay, yeah. Like what?
They're getting so obscure that at some point they're going to come out and go, looks like we've got the guys from the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
You put your diddlers. No one's going to know what they mean. They go, oh, what's for strong in it?
That cameraman just dives into the ring. We didn't mention that, did we? The cameraman, Lacey Evans.
Oh, God.
Just got their angles. Just got their angles wrong, I think.
Oh, I see.
It was meant to be showing Seth on her buttocks, but the cameraman was too low. Her ass was too high.
Oh, that's why that was.
I think it must
have been. She had Seth written on her on the back of her gear.
Well, the amount of times I saw that frigging thing online, yeah, I didn't see Seth once. Bailey and Ember Moon defeated Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, and then yeah, we definitely ended the chapter of whatever Cross was going and just saying, all right, yeah, I think I'll challenge Ember Moon. The crowd went. Great.
Good match,
two new women getting a shot. Sweet.
And they're good.
Yeah, two good new women.
Do you mean he was in like, they've not really wrestled each other?
Well, they haven't been doing much. It's like the
Bailey's
top.
Champ.
The top. No, no, not Bailey. I mean like Ember Moon and Liv Morgan got getting it. A thing, as opposed to Charlotte, Bailey, Becky. Yeah.
Charlotte will get added to the match. Like.
Of course you will. The New Day hijacked Daniel Bryan's major announcement, which was kind of annoying because I wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit weird that.
But I thought he was going to go, I'm going to go 205 live and dominate.
Well, it's a bit crowded there at the minute.
I thought he was going to bring out Luke Harper.
Oh, apparently he was there this week, wasn't he?
Oh.
Backstage. Big Luke. Big Luke.
It works with Big Mike. Yeah.
But Luke Harper and Sasha Banks were both on the floor together being miserable.
Two good restaurants in Newcastle upon Tyne. I don't know if Big Luke's is a chain. I enjoy Big Luke's, me.
Big Luke's,
what's Metro Centre.
Oh, right.
All you can eat, like, meat.
Oh.
It's, I haven't been for like maybe 12 years, 15 years. But it was good back then.
It's dead.
No, it's still there. I walked past it the other day.
I'm sorry to break it to you. Metroland's no longer there.
Heartbreaking, though.
Yeah, RIP.
The pervy bloody people on the Dodgems.
What?
You know, with the light. Was something that happened with me and my brother. You know, with the neon lights, and if you wear white, you can see through.
Oh.
My brother had a white pair of Newcastle United shorts on. I was about 9, so he would have been about 7. And when we're getting off, the guy who was like controlling the thing was like, I could see through your shorts.
No. Grim.
Randy Orton. Samoa Joe and Elias defeated the New Day. And Randy Orton got the highlight of the show by going, hey, why don't we guys have a six-man? Nah. Randy Orton playing Randy Orton is the best use of Randy Orton.
And then Kofi was like, you can't get a stiffy, you. Then that got him angry.
And he went, I'll show you my stiffy. And right, and he got the pin over Kofi. But I love it. He did this. It tells such a good story of his arms. Like, I'm going to hit you now. And he did. And so we're getting Randy versus Kofi. We haven't had a proper one
buzzing.
Of them.
Buzzing.
Like, we haven't had a proper Rollins versus Lesnar. So will we get references to when Kofi looked like he was about to crack through the glass ceiling? But then Randy went, nah, down you go. And the Kabuki Warriors.
They
like to be called. Can we Warriors defeated the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, the Iconics, via count out in a very quick match.
It was good, though.
I liked how she thought about it. She was like, wait, just step down. They both went, yeah.
I like, because the characters are so good, and people go, oh, the actions in the ring don't back it up.
But who
like,
cares?
Yeah, right. Well,
Billy Kay's the best seller in WWE.
Yeah.
She's probably the funniest person at the minute in WWE.
Yeah.
Apollo continues his kind of a feud by actually defeating Andrade. You'll have seen that one coming. Good week for roll-ups.
I don't know if it was just me, but I felt that match was the exact same as Cedric versus Drew, but we're just two different people.
Yes.
When you watch them side by side, it was amazing.
Was Andrade like dominating?
Yeah, and I just rolled them up.
Yep. Hey, why spoil a winning formula? And then Kevin Owens and Dolph Ziggler's match concluded in stunning fashion, and by which I mean I fast-forward it because I don't want to see Ziggler again.
Yeah.
But we did get this great tweet from Kevin Owens. What a night. Hit Shane with 2 stunners, almost 3. Outran 17 dudes. Found an episode of Kitchen Nightmares I've never seen before on Hulu. In a few hours, I'll be back home with my family. Things are great. So, yeah. Nice SmackDown. And things got nicer on 205 Live. We've got Gallagher versus Gable Part 2.
I need to watch that.
It's a good match. Yeah. But it starts off, as you'd imagine, with those two, with a nice bit of chain wrestling and stuff. Just one guy in the crowd, boring!
Ah, oh, piss off.
Yeah.
Okay, with the women.
That guy from AEW. A rogue Kip Sabian just pops up.
Oh, kiss me! Kiss me! But yeah, they took like the crowd 15 minutes to turn on like the women's match or whatever. It's like a minute into this, people are chanting boring. 205 Live, can't catch a break. And then Killian Dane became the second person, along with Tyler Breeze, to return to NXT.
Come on, Damo!
And was, destroyed my riddle, as I said earlier.
The first What Culture Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's a lovely man. I want him to do really well.
Yeah.
The best.
Did really well here.
Good.
If your name wasn't Matt Riddle.
He's going to lose to Matt Riddle eventually, but go on!
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's going to beat him with a spear and a jackhammer. People go, oh! And there was also some other wrestling in Japan, I believe.
G1's been on. The G1's been on, but it's not... Now, that's been some of the best wrestling I've watched this week. But I'll tell you what was the funniest match I watched this week.
What?
A light tube match in Japan. It was between, I can't remember the guy's name, but the woman was called Asuka, not that Asuka, in DDT. It was DDT's biggest show of the year or something this week. And they had a light tube match because the woman was a bit of a badass. The champion was a bit dorky. He reminded me a bit of like early Angle. He was like, and she was like, right, I'm bored. I don't want to be matched up with you. Let's have a light tube match or something to make it more interesting. And apparently he went, on the condition that it's one light tube, and the stipulation was whoever breaks the light tube loses. So they're like whipping each other into the light tube. They're going like, oh, it was really good.
Okay,
they were doing like flips and rolls over the light tube and stuff. The finish came where she went to kick him. Like, you know, like a Ring of Honor. Like, he's on his knees. She goes to do a big, like, Bryan Danielson head kick. And he just holds up the light tube like that, and she kicks it. And the referee's like, he's won. And she's like, oh, no. So good. G1's been good as well.
That's great.
Yeah, it was good.
Screw the G1. I want to hear more. That's good. Dubek Stub had that. Because Dubek Stub, in the early days, used to be ultra hardcore, loads of light tubes and barbed wire. And they got word that the council were going to send somebody around to investigate. Because, obviously, families going there with their kids going, oh, I thought it was going to be Hulk Hogan. And, so he went, uh-oh. So the first half of the show, they had one match. It's like, the one light tube match. Like that. It's like, oh, the humanity. And that guy went, oh, it's all right, this. He went, cool, he's gone. Bring all the other stuff. That was great.
New Jack.
He's behind in the box. And that was the week of wrestling.
Yes.
We think. That was only probably 1% of the wrestling that happened. But it's enough for this podcast. So let's move on to the next bit. So we can talk about random crap.
Let's have a rummage in our mail bags.
Now it's time for everyone's contractually obligated favourite segment of the week:
the mailbags.
Mailbag.
All right, here we go. How are you? You alright?
Rock's doing weird voices.
Just making noises.
Number one. How are you, lads?
We're all right, mate.
Let's say... Where's the map?
I think he is from Ireland as well.
Oh! Yes.
Let's say...
You could be so sorry, Joseph. I don't know what he's called.
Let's say you could be a fly on the wall backstage at any event or incident in wrestling history with free roam. Backstage being a figurative term here. He's got a good imagination, this lad. And you could witness in full, firsthand, any wrestling-related event, fight, incident, or whatever you want. What would be the one or a few that you would want to see for yourself? Dan from across the pond in Ireland.
Bollocks! Bollocks! Daniel, I'm so sorry, man.
Thank you, Dan. Sorry you'll have switched off 2 seconds of this question so you won't hear the answer. That's a one. What's...
Screwjob.
Ah, oh, Screwjob, just to see what happened. Put all the rumour and innuendo
in
bed.
Backstage? Or
yeah,
what?
I want to see Bret Hart's cock as he punches Vince.
Just want to see
and that bit will be cut out by Diddlers of Gullaholic. So, yeah.
Just want to see Bret Hart's... Just want to see Bret... It's just going to be that, isn't it? They're going to slow it down and everything.
Bret Hart. Yeah.
But no, Screwjob's the immediate one.
It is the immediate one. It's the only one as well.
I
don't want to be backstage when, one. Like, like you know, when the Owen thing happened and stuff like that. I don't want to be there to see stuff
people
like
walking
that.
Around Sasha Banks.
I'd quite like... I can't remember which one was it. Was it Bash at the Beach 2000 with Jarrett and Hogan and Russo and he walked out?
That wasn't really a backstage moment because it was
like
supposed to happen.
Also oh, well, then
no, I'm not going to go through this again.
But I'd like to have been a fly who could then zoom backstage as Hogan stormed out and seen all the commotion and I don't know.
It wasn't really something that broke up backstage. It was once Hogan did everything he was supposed to and didn't think anything was bad, then he went online and everyone told him like, oh, Russo said this afterwards. He went, oh, right. Watch the show.
Right.
In 2000, we're watching The Sopranos or something. We're watching WCW.
I guess Jericho and Goldberg's fight.
Yeah, I was going to mention that one.
That's a
good
one.
Two of them. Was it two?
It depends what you did.
He stepped up Lesnar as well, didn't he?
Oh, right. I mean, like that. I mean, the Goldberg one, they had it go. It went, said something about Goldberg. Goldberg charged him, so he just caught him in a body scissors. And Goldberg was like, let go of me. He goes, all right, I'll let go of you. And Goldberg did the exact same thing, and Jericho did the exact same thing. Like, let go of me again. Allegedly.
But, is that the one where Kevin Nash is sat in the corner like a praying mantis?
What?
I think it's in Jericho's book when he describes Kevin Nash is sat in the corner like a praying mantis.
Anyway, mine would be the alleged incident where Nails was talking to Vince McMahon backstage.
Yes, good one.
And Nails said, on the stand of the thing...
Was this not in Vince's like office in Stamford? It still counts. Is this when Nails throttled?
I don't know where it was, but exactly. But yeah, it was back at some place. Nails tried to... Sorry, Vince McMahon tried to grab at Nails' testicles for whatever reason.
What?
And so Nails defended himself until Ben had to like separate
him. I thought he just strangled Vince McMahon. I didn't realise that it was like a self-defence thing.
I think Nails said that, right. But then he was part of the reason why, or many reasons why the steroid trial had no effect on Vince or whatever. Because Nails went on the trial and basically said, oh yeah, I hate Vince. Say, oh, so you're not an unbiased guy? Oh, absolutely not. You know, I think when I was choking, I realised that we weren't going to be friends again.
It's going to be proper morbid. I want to be in the showers.
I was going to try and leave that one alone.
Just because I watched that Vice documentary and I was like, oh, the injustice there.
Oh, yeah.
Potentially.
I want to be a fly, I think everyone agrees,
a fly who can speak.
I thought Tony Atlas came across really well.
Or a fly with a video camera.
A fly that can call the ambulance.
Was it Tony Atlas?
Or a fly that can fight.
Tony Atlas was there.
A fly that could fight and stop it from happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And then everyone just was silent afterwards. Oh.
Yeah.
I'd like just to see Bret Hart kick off again. WrestleMania 9 when he found out that he wasn't walking out with the belt, I guess.
Yeah. The conversation where Hogan said, I'll return the favor, brother, not a problem. And then just waiting for Bret to go, okay. And then Hogan would be like, sucker. Okay, number two.
The fight between Bret and HBK.
I was about to mention that, the one where Mike was like, this is an unsafe working environment.
Hair.
Yeah, slam that. And then Jim Cornette gets that hair, bags it, and then kept it for years until his ex-partner took it from him.
Aww.
So he said, it was a thing with Kevin commentaries. He said, if you see a load of hair on eBay, it says it's your mug, it might be it.
Oh, one more. Sorry. RVD and Taz pick a hand. It's funny.
I mean, it's... Because the idea of that story is funny because Taz used to walk around like he was, you know, all the Gracies rolled into one. And RVD was just like, come here, what, pick a hand. Huh? Slap.
Two more. Plane ride from hell.
No.
And Joey, bloody ECW, I forgot his name. Joey Styles knocking out
Joey
JBL.
Styles, JBL. Yes!
Steve Blackman knocking out JBL.
No,
JBL in the showers with Edge.
All right, look. Number two. How beyond, lads? What? My mate Boise snogged his first cousin.
Whoa!
Wait. And it goes on. No real point to this. Just wanted to spread the word that my mate Boise has snogged his first cousin.
Is that from Ross Tweddle?
Hey, it's nothing like your first cousin. And anyway, who do you see as the next torchbearer for WWE? As Roman Reigns has said, he only sees himself about... for two more years.
What?
I haven't heard that. I can't see anyone in the leagues of Austin, Rock, Bret, Shawn, etc. Proper job. Remember, my mate Boise snogged his first cousin from Scott Chegg.
Scott, you're a big guy.
Wait.
No, he hasn't named Boise, has he?
AKA the Chutney Ferret.
Glastonbury.
Now, I thought this was an interesting question because...
Oh, I loved all of it. Boise didn't.
I don't see Seth... Seth Rollins is the obvious answer, but I don't see Seth Rollins in that role at all. No. I don't buy it. As the proper face of the company, don't buy it.
I think Owens is more likely at this stage.
Boise,
it's all right, mate, by the way.
A bit too grisly, isn't
he? Not. What? It's going to be grim next week. We'll be like, Scott Chegg is dead. But
is Boise found him?
I'm going to go with no one. Do we... WWE, whatever you say it, as
WWE, whatever,
has had this thing for a while where they don't want one big star or two big stars or three big stars. The brand is the thing. But
Roman's big push happened like after that became a thing, didn't it? After the one, like Cena was the last like one guy they pushed.
Now, I think it's fair to say Reigns was going to be that, and because... Maybe because the reaction wasn't overwhelmingly positive, they've gone, nah, WWE is the brand, which they've always tried to do in a way, because if one guy gets power, it's like, uh-oh, I have to work around him. So right now, no one is the one big name. It's a collection because...
But if you had to pick one...
Luchasaurus is the next star of this business.
There we go.
I don't know, I'd probably say Owens is the most likely one at the minute.
I'm trying to think of a non-Owens. Nothing's happening.
I can't.
Shane McMahon.
I've got one. Oh, Adam Cole, if Vince McMahon can get around his arms, because I think that's going to be a massive issue when he gets on the main roster. Because for Vince McMahon, a main event guy, his arms are tiny.
He's unbelievable. Just generally quite a small man.
He's got some height, has he not?
No, he's shorter than me. Is he shorter? I interviewed him, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's not to say like I'm tiny or anything, but he's...
I mean, what, are you like 5'10", 11?
I'm around average height, so like he's shorter than me, so...
Do you get sick of people coming up to you and going, oh, you're taller than I thought you would
it
be.
It happened to progress quite a bit, yeah. I don't know why, because I'm pretty much the same height as Ross and Sam. Me, Ross and Sam are all pretty much the same height. Sam would be a shade taller.
And Pachiti looked ginormous opposite me on the
It's when you do video of Pachiti, isn't it?
Yeah. Pachiti saw us.
I was looking at my Instagram last night, I was a quick scroll through, reminiscing, not leaving the memories alone. There's a picture of Adam next to Baron Corbin on there. Corbin! Woo!
What a tall man.
Woo! Wow. That would stop me in an airport dead in my tracks.
So is he the next?
Yeah, it's Corbin. That's the answer to that question.
Man, that is a sexy tag team right there. Number three. I've been waiting to ask a question for the podcast for a while. Blue Peter never read out my letter. Yeah, screw you. But I don't think they would be too interested in the graps. So here goes. The main event of the first wrestling show I fully watched was Jeff Hardy versus Edge, the World Heavyweight title at Extreme Rules 2009. Mm. I bloody loved this match back then and still do. Sadly, I don't hear too many people give it the love it deserves. It may not have aged well, given that Edge's spear has been called the worst in the business, which I disagree with. I would want to see Goldberg hit a spear 10 feet in the air. Then he'd land on his head, and this question would have aged terribly. Oh yeah, the question. What match for you has always remained relevant in your head, but it seems to have been forgotten by everyone else, inspired by the film yesterday, in cinemas now? And that's from James Tree, which isn't an innuendo or a pun. So thank you very much, James.
It's an actual name.
P.S. Boise... how do you know that, James? So that's a good question. As a match that, from the first thing you saw that
Got
you remember
one.
That note. Go on.
From an early... it wasn't the first thing I saw, but it's a match that no one talks about that I think is really good.
Go on.
Fully Loaded 2000, Test, Albert and Trish against the Hardys and Lita, I think it's that work combination of people. It's a six. Yeah. It's an intergender six-person tag match, and it's class. They're just... Oh, Test in that match is amazing. Such a good match. Fully Loaded 2000, I think, the opening match. I'm just going to check that.
I think you might be right, because they went because they went from the Dudleys thing.
Right.
TNA, and then went on to the Hardys for a bit.
I love that match. It's really good.
Wrong.
I don't know. I haven't watched it for a while, so it might not have aged too well, but I think it was really good. Fully Loaded is a really good pay-per-view. Yes. 2000, really good. It's just a shame that the main event's Benoit and The Rock. But it's really good. So
when Benoit wins the title.
No, it's not.
Very briefly.
Oh, yeah.
Goes, whoa, whoa, whoa.
There's a dusty middle end. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'd like to point out that Finn Martin said that I... Anyway, ongoing joke, sorry.
Line
Ross, do you have one?
Mine's from One Night Stand 2005. Mike Awesome.
Mmm.
I don't know what it is. It just always sticks out in my mind as an amazing match, but that like nobody really talks about. It might be because of how awesome sort of demise, want of a better word.
Yeah, it was his last match ever.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
And he said, just go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
Then Taker's like, all right, I've been thrown around.
I've been watching some, because I'm currently reading, check it out if you haven't, Justin Henry's article on our website from a while ago. Every ECW pay-per-view on the network ranked. Or everyone, there's some shows missing off it because not everything was a pay-per-view, but it's from Barely Legal to the last one.
Yeah, Barely Legal onwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one I think had at number one was maybe, it was one of the 98 ones, might have been Hardcore, I don't know. But it was the one where there's a main event that was a rubbish match, but it was so good because it was so intense. It was Dreamer, Spike and Sandman against the Dudleys.
That was Heatwave 98.
It was crazy. It's such a stupid match, but it's really entertaining.
Yeah.
Then Jack Victory comes out afterwards and beats down the faces and everyone's like, who's going to save the day? It's obviously New Jack.
It was going to be Jack Victory and New Jack on the show. Yeah. That didn't happen, so Jack Victory shows up.
Yeah.
Looking like Jack from Victory? A different decade. Exactly.
He looks like He-Man.
He was... What?
Well, he's massive and blonde.
Oh.
Is he not massive?
No. He looked like the guy that like hands you your delivery from Tesco.
He looked like, massive, didn't he?
No.
Was he not really tall?
Go watch on the network. Your third generation VHS may have made him look massive.
Last week.
Sorry, Jack Victory, but come on, man.
I'm good.
Jack Victory was the guy that played in NWA. They'd always have a mass jobber.
Jack Victory.
In the corner of my right, the blackmailer. And there's the one at, all right, Clash of Champions.
Blackmailer.
Yeah, something like that. The never do well. The guy who borrows money but never gives it back when he gets paid.
6'3" build height.
Yeah, okay. That's his height. He didn't work out like that.
That's not a good picture.
God gave him the height.
That's not him.
So it's a random picture of a masked dude. He's like, oh, there we go. With a big shirt on. But then they did Clash of Champions one time. They're at an army base. So Jack Victory's gimmick that was, in the corner to my right, the terrorist.
Oh.
They were like Jim Ross, and coach like, how did he get in? Face is this. Anyway, matches that you remember and love, but no one else does. I don't know why it didn't get brought up more. The Drew McIntyre, Kofi Kingston feud. When Drew's first run.
Oh.
When he was basically just going up to Teddy Long and threatened to break his big picture of Martin Luther King. But, and it seems ridiculous, but that's the thing I remember Drew doing the most outside of the three-man band. Because it worked really well to build up to this big match where Matt Hardy helped out because Drew was being a diddler to him. And that was really good, but you don't see any mention of it because Kofi was going through such a hot period where he was either winning the US title or the IC title every week on the Raw or SmackDown and was having all these great defenses. But that was a really good thing for Drew.
Just generally as well, this week, it's been brought up a few times, Pachi and that, and I agree with Pachi, I think. Just like, people don't talk about Martin Kirby enough. We've talked about it before recently as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that match with Ospreay.
Oof. That match with Ospreay.
Fighting Spirit Magazine's match. Oh, and that's some sad news, isn't it? Fighting Spirit Magazine is
going under. Oh, yeah. That's it? Yeah. Is it? Oh, that's sad.
Sorry about that. Sorry to give you a fleeting mention then. Mention Power Slam every week, but there we go.
But, yeah, Kirby, I'd love for him to get booked. Like, he's a big fan of Japanese wrestling. He's a big fan of wrestling.
Yeah.
But I'd love for him to get booked somewhere like Dragon Gate or something. Because now people are going over. Chris Brooks is going over. Liu Kingsharp's gone to China.
Yes.
Which I was out, that's just like, it's like something like Randomizer off EWR.
Liu Kingsharp to China. Yeah.
But,
he joined Rafa.
Yeah. He's been signed. He's on the way.
Beat Bruce. He's a,
I thought we weren't going to mention
this. He's not a Geordie. He's from World's End. He's not a Geordie.
That makes him qualify.
So Martin Kirby's really good. Now, Steve Bruce, right? What do you think he's going to do for Newcastle?
It doesn't matter what he's going to do. The Newcastle fans react how they always do. They expect us to be number one in every match.
Such a misguided opinion. Are you from the south? We want to compete with the likes of Bournemouth, with the likes of Wolverhampton Pissing Wanderers, with the likes of Leicester.
Hard
That's
times.
What we want.
Hard times, baby.
Could you imagine?
Your manager, Steve.
Just want to spend the same as pissing Leicester. That's all we want, just to try. A club that wants to try and progress. Not, don't want to win the league. Want to come eighth. Eighth would be lovely. Yes,
Steve,
southerner.
Steve Bruce took us to about 10th. You might do it for
I know.
I feel like if your season goes really badly, like everyone seems to be predicting.
Oh, it's going to go.
I think it'll be more Mike Ashley's fault than Steve's.
But
he's done really well because he's positioned someone who's just hated already. That he's going to deflect the hate from Ashley for a little bit. And then maybe
it's
not.
I kind of blame Steve Bruce for taking the job because he's a local lad. He was brought up in Wales End. I wouldn't need to stop talking about this. He's bloody not. He's not a good manager.
I thought that would work. But actually, I've just read here. Vincent Mann to buy Newcastle United and put Paul Heyman in charge. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, okay. That's nice. So those were some lovely questions and some horrible things said about somebody. But if you would also, that's a great thing. Yeah, if you'd like to have a question or opinion, or if you'd like to bury your friend, please send them to
mailbag@cultaholic.com.
And in Reese's Pieces, the segment so good they named the American candy after it a few decades ago. We have, let's look for, here we go, Battle of the Power Bombs. We've got Mike Awesome, your friend of mine, versus Sid Vicious. Who's better? Who had the best bomb?
Mike Awesome.
I'm going to have to go with Mike Awesome.
I can't say Mike Awesome as well.
Oh, no.
Hey, look,
let's systematically deconstruct each bomb. Should we start with Sid Vicious's Power Bomb?
Go ahead.
Sid Vicious's Power Bomb, from what I can remember, when he was the master and the ruler of the world, the Millennium Man in WCW, was from the same cloth as Kevin Nash's powerbomb, in that he sort of floated them down.
Okay. He would float them. Nash would pick them up, then drop them.
Yeah.
He's like, ooh.
But Sid would at least make an attempt.
Yeah. That's what sets it apart for me, because Awesome would just murder folk. And he would throw them over the top rope to the floor.
Yes, you would.
And on the ramp. And that's the difference maker for me.
That's right. Shades of Adam Page, though, to answer the question.
Yeah. I agree with Mike Morse. But, I mean, I wouldn't let it take it.
Oh,
I mean, just like Hernandez's border toss.
Right, Necro Butcher. So it was asked, like, who's the deadliest opponent you've been with? Who's the person that's hurt you the most? And he went, Hernandez.
Oh, not like someone actually tough, just like, yeah. Well, I'm not saying Hernandez isn't tough, by the way.
No, not like Colt Robinson with a barbed wire over the head or anything just, like that. It was, no, because he said taking that baller toss was the scariest move.
Doug Williams, and he broke his neck on it.
Yeah, it was awful, that.
Yeah.
See, when he gets interviewed about it, he's just laughing about it. He's like,
he's a funny one, that Doug.
He is.
Because I spoke to him after he fell off the... Match up beautifully, fall off the top rope, right onto his head.
Oh, God, yeah. In the academy.
Yeah, we all did the Randy Orton last scream of, and then I saw him afterwards, like, oh, I'm fine. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, hurt me arm. I went, your arm? What about that neck you dropped on? He goes, all right.
Yeah.
Blub, blub, blub.
Hurt a little bit. I can't do his voice at
Mr.
all.
Mr. Brexit. That was his nickname, not an actual.
That's the best.
Oh, right, yeah.
The best spot we ever did, where he came out for a rumble as Mr. Brexit, took a paper from someone in the crowd. You know, had a Daily Mail with him, sorry. Sat down on the outside, started reading the Daily Mail. Liguero took it off him, rolled it up, bonked him on the head, started to read it, and couldn't because he's Spanish. Oh, or Mexican. He can't read English, so he started. Liguero's great at body language. He's going like, it's so good. Anyway, power bombs.
Good, though.
Mike Awesome for me. Matthew?
Mike Awesome, because there's few guys that have had the same effect. Watch them now as like Mike Awesome, just a big lad going. Rawr!
He was a large man,
and just doing stuff to people. They thought, oh, that looks a bit harsh. And now there's like everyone's like, oh, ECW was really bad for people. They got hurt. Everyone had CTE. But as a kid, you're like, yeah, like the one he does, the little Spike Dudley, the main event of Guilty as Charged 2000, I think. Yeah, because little Spike Dudley is little.
Yeah.
So he's got him there. And he's walking, he's climbing the ropes like that. And he's just holding him like he's luggage. He's like, oh, let me get a possession. All right, cool. All right, powerbomb. And oh, he was so cool.
There's another Reese's Pieces to be had here involving these two. Which mullet do you prefer?
Mike Awesome.
No, Sid's mullet is spectacular. It does look like a bunch
Sid's
of noodles.
Sid's is two, you get a two-in-one deal with Sid's because it's the perm as well. It's the permy mullet.
The permy mullet.
The Kevin Keegan.
You're right.
It's sort of like Kevin Keegan.
There aren't many similarities between Sid and Kevin Keegan.
They were both great in the 90s. Sid's noodle mullet's great, but you'll have to take our word for it because Sid is advertised for Raw Reunion.
Yes.
Next week.
Will he turn up?
Will he turn up, ladies and gentlemen?
Is he advertised?
Yes.
He is. Right. And then the flashing thing, you stop it because it's like, you know, blah, 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 and it's like Sid.
I love that. It was like Austin,
yeah.
Michaels,
Flair.
Angle, Flair, Slaughter,
Patterson.
Santino, Devon,
Boogeyman.
Just trail off a bit towards the end.
Boogeyman's one of the ones I'm most excited. I always get excited when he comes back.
Why?
I don't know. Just love it.
Like someone on Twitter went, oh, great. Boogeyman's 50. He's 30 today.
It's great when I didn't. Boogeyman's not, obviously, he's not one of my favorites or anything, but his feud with Booker T. Booker was so funny when he was scared of him. Booker's great. When he was. He'd run away and grab Charmel and stuff. It was so good. Any other power bombers before we move on to the Raw Reunion question?
The Liger Bomb.
Okay.
Because it's different, and then everyone in America, they do it. They go, oh, it's the Liger Bomb.
When I was a kid. I got into wrestling, me and my best mate started watching it exactly the same. It was during American Badass Undertaker. So we'd never really experienced. We'd played as Dead Man on computer games and stuff, but we'd never experienced proper Undertaker. So American Badass is hitting choke slams and stuff. I remember when we first saw Last Ride, we were like, that's the best move ever. So I've got a soft spot for the Last Ride, even though it's not the same as a powerbomb, really.
It's better because it's
higher.
This higher.
Yeah.
Sable Bomb.
Martin Kirby's.
And
version.
Also Sable.
Right. Martin Kirby's better.
How dare you say that? She won the women's title. She dropped Mark Mero like a bad habit.
That's the best Sable moment ever.
Yeah. Sorry, Baba. And then Mark Mero was like, oh, so I'm going to be feuding with Austin next. And Austin went, no, we will not be feuding, Mr. Powerbomb by his wifey. So that was good. If you'd like to send your own Reese's Pieces, you can at the exact same place you send in the questions and letters and insults to
mailbag@cultaholic.com.
It's Cultaholics.
The question.
And this week's big, big, big question. Who would you most like to see at Raw Reunion?
Obviously, it's Raw Reunion on Monday.
That's right. It's not an anniversary or anything, because it's...
It's from the USA Network to try and get ratings.
Pop those ratings. Well,
yes, but there's no like significance or anniversary. No. It's just the big old Raw Reunion. We had a great week of building up feuds around to new people, so let's bring on the elderly. Wheel them out one more time.
Various people. Shall I get a list of people who've been announced?
Oh, please do.
Well, but the question is, who would we most like to see?
Well, I've got one answer and one answer, and it's Brother Love, because I want to see if the Brother Love pop is still alive and well.
Yeah.
Raw 25, go and watch that backstage segment with Coachman. Who else was in there? Coachman was there.
Oh.
There was a few of them there, just backstage in some sort of office. And the pop Brother Love got was amazing.
The Brother Love pop. That's our legacy. Yeah, it Diddlers, and Boise, and Bruce Pritchard is all remembered for on this podcast. Yeah. I'll be very happy.
So this list was 2 days ago from WrestleZone. Might be a little bit mandatory.com, wow. WrestleZone. Might be a bit out of...
How dare you not reference cultaholic.com?
We have... There's loads. How are they going to fit all these people in?
Ooh, we'll react like Triple H or Batista.
Ric Flair. Booker T. Well, people are not listening. You're doing thumbs up.
Oh, okay, good point.
Ric Flair.
Yay.
Booker T.
Yay.
Diesel.
Wait, is Booker T definitely going to show up? He's not going to go, I didn't know it was Raw Reunion. Conrad booked me on. Diesel.
What was that?
That was me falling over at the noise of Diesel.
Devon Dudley, just Devon.
Get in.
Just Devon?
Yeah.
Oh, because Bubba's on Ring of...
Yeah.
Can you not be... Okay. That's going to be weird. Oh.
That's a non-committal reaction there from you. Just Devon, man.
Half a year.
Mark Henry.
Yay.
Xbox.
Oh, Xbox. And Xbox Dog.
Yay. That's the star of the show.
Kelly.
Nah. Oh, great.
Road D-O double G.
Yeah.
He's always funny, isn't he?
Yeah, he's funny. Sick. Give him a live mic and
see. Vicious.
Yes. If he's there, yay. And again, people are right, if he'll be there or not. He's supposed to be an AIW show, I believe, last year or the year before. And he said, I'll be there. It was on all the posters. And the day of the show, he contacted the owners of AIW. And they were so angry they just recorded the phone call they were having, going, yeah. No, you're not being recorded. And it was saying, oh, sorry, due to Trump's travel ban, I can't get in. He's like, okay, Sid. Yeah, that you're what they're looking at. That's what Trump paid. And that's why that EC3 dress up as Sid Vicious, mm-hmm. which is a good look for him.
Rikishi.
Yeah.
Boogeyman. Yes.
Yeah.
Ron Simmons.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do.
Oh, could be anything.
Hulk Hogan.
450 splash. Hogan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yay.
Will he actually be there? Because he's not been any of these things for... Oh, no, it was at the one like
Wait,
last year.
Ric Flair. They've written him twice.
Yay.
I guess.
Unless you got a journalism for that?
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. Oh, he'd be dressed up as friggin' Yoda.
I think he'd be doing... Oh, yeah, I saw that. Kenny's mate, Sting. Sting. Steve Borden. Sting.
Yes, and he'd be dressed up in his makeup because he's a professional.
The Click. We've already mentioned X-Pac and Shawn Michaels,
Wait
I guess.
Wait a minute. Undertaker was on
we've already
Extreme
mentioned
Rules
as well.
Last weekend. What's Sting this... That bleeding WWE article or video is going to come back up, isn't it?
And Mark Jindrak. No, I'm joking. That's on the list.
He's dead.
No, he's not.
Jindrak's dead.
No, he's not. Shawn O'Hare's... No, Chuck Palumbo's dead.
Chuck Palumbo's not dead.
Shawn O'Hare's the one who's
Shawn O'Hare, sorry. Shawn O'Hare's passed away. Mark Jindrak's not dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I love that we all got the natural born thrillers all completely. No, Chuck Palumbo's dead. No, I'm wrong and you're wrong. But you're right.
Chuck Palumbo is a mechanic,
Jindrak's
I believe.
Jindrak's a champion
well
in CMLL.
Yeah, he's doing well in CML. Is it CML? I must be. I've been watching Triple A. He's not been there. Whatever. He's in Mexico somewhere.
Shawn O'Hare sadly passed away. Chuck Palumbo's
a mechanic,
it?
I think.
Oh, nice.
Like an actual mechanic.
You look so.
That's an underrated
good
perm.
Good to me.
Chuck Palumbo's perm was underrated.
Mm. Mm. He had some like.
He had the perm and the soul patch, I believe.
He may have done. That was a good 2000 look.
He looked like such a wrestler. You ever seen Brian Pillman Jr. at the minute?
Oh,
there's a big blonde mullet in that, yeah.
What was the thing about the mullet? It's like business up front, party up. That's like 90s here, 2000s down here. Palumbo. Can you name all the natural born thrillers?
Chuck Palumbo.
Mark Thingy.
Jindrak,
who was still alive.
No, I'm thinking the other one. What's the little one at the front? The
Mike Sanders.
Mike Sanders.
Above average Jesus, Mike Sanders. Yeah. What a name.
Jindrak and O'Hare and Palumbo with the
Sean Stasiak. God knows what he was doing there.
Perfect Sean.
Perfect.
That's what he.
That was his name. And then for a while, Kevin Nash, who was the leader of the Natural Born Thrillers.
Was he?
He was.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And they turned on him and powerbombed him every week. It's good times.
A lot of stables.
They were, because there's so many people on the roster. They had to get, group them up.
Around the same time as like the Misfits in Action, the Filthy Animals.
Misfits in Action, Harlem Heat 2000.
Filthy Animals.
Team Flair.
Filthy Animals.
Team, Package, Team Canada.
Give the Filthy Animals their due,
I think
right
it was the Filthy Animals. Team Canada.
Yeah.
That was it.
Young,
NWO 2000.
Young Dragons.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that would count.
Three count.
AJ Styles' tag team.
Three count. Sable featuring Tank Abbott.
Yes, DJ Tank Abbott.
DJ Tank Abbott.
I'd like to answer this question now. I'm prepared. I'd like to see a reunion of three count on Monday Night Raw's reunion. Shannon Moore, Evan Courageous.
I don't think
and
Shannon...
And Hurricane, of course. Yeah, but, talking about the most famous one out of the three.
Shannon Moore can't do that gimmick anymore.
With all his tattoos.
Oh, it's too far.
I think it's funny that when he was working for WCW, they gave him that boy band dancing gimmick. Usually it's like he's all punk. And it's like, oh, God, I hated doing that.
He was in CM Punk's first backstage promo, wasn't he? I'm the Prince of Punk. And Punk's like, you're a poser.
Just bitch slapped him. Oh, it was great.
Because CM Punk's real Punk.
Yeah, no, that was literally it. He would hang out backstage going, I'm punk me. And that was all he would do. And someone would show, what are you doing?
I like living.
Sort your life out.
Not good Charlotte. CM Punk's
if
the
you old... got NoFX on vinyl.
CM Punk's the older kid at the record shop. It's like, who judges you in HMV? Yeah. Look at this.
I think we've officially gone off the rails ever so slightly. But
did you say an answer? You didn't, did you? Say an answer.
Filthy Animal.
Who do you want to see on Raw next?
Conan. Week?
The Filthy Animals.
The Vampiro. Filthy Animals.
Wow, Conan.
Vampiro.
See Vampiro.
Vampiro with an F.
Oh.
Have him aligned with Angelo Dawkins.
Fam.
Hey, fam. Vampiro.
Imagine if Vampiro's just one of the Street Profits. That'd be excellent.
Someone tweeted me something funny. It was like, because I've been saying on WTF moments how the Street Profits are just doing. They're the narrators now. They're not wrestling anymore. And then Vince is like, Vince is taking them too literally. Like the actual prophets.
They were predicting.
They're predicting. They're predicting what's happening.
Yeah. So he thinks. Yeah. Like, who do you think's gonna win?
That's all right, actually.
They come out dressed as Egyptians next week.
I think it actually might be true because they were saying like, who do you think's gonna win the Battle Royal? Oh, I've got Rollins, and then he was right, and I'm like,
glass ball, and we predict that Brock Lesnar will beat Seth Rollins too. God, that's an old crappy reference. All right. Okay. Enough of this palaver. Thank you very much for watching. Goloholic Wrestling Podcast come to a screeching halt. This has been Awesome Wrestling. Anything to plug?
Bugger all.
Awesome. Hay fever tablets. Any chemist.
Natural honey.
What do you call me?
Got a few Newcastle-based things to plug.
Uh-oh. Does it rhyme with leave boot?
What? No. So next Saturday, not this Saturday, next, it's North's anniversary show.
It is.
They're aiming to sell it out, hopefully. So come along if you're in the area and you want to see some good wrestling. It's
lucky kid making an appearance before he goes to the PWG.
Yes. And also, I'd always take the piss and never plug them enough. So Rise as well, if you want to go on a rock night out in Newcastle, go to Rise. There you go.
Yes, the DJ there gives us enough passes in that I should probably plug
him.
No,
he doesn't.
Well.
No, he freaking doesn't.
No,
he doesn't, man. Shut up.
No, he gives me. You have to pay for them.
I don't.
Right?
Right, anyway.
Kayfabe.
You might see us there and wait until the drop of a song that Matthew loves is about to happen. And then go, what do you think of 205 Live, Matthew? And then we'll see.
It's the final. Did you see Gallagher versus Gable this week? Every week. Every single week.
There's two on this weekend. There's a Friday and a Saturday Rise. And then North next weekend. So
plan
on that.
Oh, I'm going to see a Metallica tribute band tomorrow.
Ooh, okay.
At Trillions.
Fair.
That's a play. If less a plug and more, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, after
Matthew?
They're done, come to Rise. Anyway, Matthew, have you got anything to plug?
I'm going to plug Main Event Wrestling.
Okay.
For being so nice to give my mate Henry a chance. And they've been going on for a few years now. We're in places like Long Benton and wherever we'll have them, little social clubs. And that's proper wrestling.
Yep.
Not as namby-pamby iPay-per-views or Fight TV. Real wrestling, where they say it's a family show. And then within 3 seconds, a lad in the front row shouts, can I spit in your face?
What?
Awesome. That's real wrestling.
A young debutant getting his balls destroyed by BT Gun.
Exactly. And we know about real wrestling here, and so do you, because you waited this long. Thank you very much for watching. Put your arm in the middle of the table, stretch that out, and go join us. Thanks for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments below. You can follow Cultaholic on Twitter, @Cultaholic, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Cultaholic. If you enjoy what we do, you can pledge to our Patreon at patreon.com/ Cultaholic. Hit subscribe and don't forget, join us.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.